Let's go to Australia, Steve Price. Good morning.
Morning.
What did your average Australian think of our new Prime Minister?
Well, if looks could kill, I've been to Kirribilli House a few times. Your new Prime Minister was there yesterday, clearly with Malcolm Turnbull, and the big point of discussion was what's going to happen on Manus Island and to a lesser degree Nauru. And the TV news last night showed the lovely backdrop of Sydney Harbour, although it was raining. And then they had the joint media conference. And the look on Malcolm Turnbull's face when Jacinda Ardern started talking about, yes, we have this deal on the table. We'd like to take at least 150 of the refugees from Manus Island. Malcolm Turnbull's face was just frozen in horror. I mean, she must have told him she was going to say that, but he just... It is dynamite politically for him. He can't let that happen.
No.
And even those in his own party who can't stand Malcolm Turnbull, the Conservatives who are really making it very difficult for him, including a backbencher by the name of Kevin Andrews, who, by the way, used to be an immigration minister under Tony Abbott, he's renewed the call last night and he said, oh, well, maybe we need to think about this. So they're just putting more pressure on Malcolm Turnbull. I mean, I'm not sure if your new Prime Minister realises this, but Malcolm Turnbull's a breath away from getting challenged and getting booted out as the Prime Minister by his own party. This sort of comment that she made yesterday is just enough to continue to bring that pressure on him, and it'll be very interesting to see what happens in the next week or so.
Yeah, it seems to, an increasing amount of commentary says Julie Bishop's your person and it's on. Is that fair or not?
I don't think it's on yet. She is going to be the default candidate, and I'm not sure that the anti-Turnbull people really would like Julie Bishop to be the Prime Minister. She's been the loyal deputy, don't forget, to a whole bunch of leaders who've been knifed in the past. There's not a lot of love for Julie Bishop there. She was at the derby at Flemington on the weekend wearing the most ridiculous hat that looked like a flying saucer. People believe she's a lot more interested in the social aspects.
Yeah.
Of the country and being foreign minister and running around the world than she is about actually doing a good job. So I think Turnbull will survive through to Christmas. It's going to be a narrow thing.
Just real quick, if Pauline Hanson ends up holding the balance of power in Queensland, is that the end of Queensland? Or do they love it up there for that?
Northern Queensland is in love with One Nation. The polling up there has shown that they're pulling numbers around 10-12%. Funnily enough, the bloke she's endorsed as the leader of One Nation in Queensland will probably lose his own seat in this election, but they will be a major deal maker. No, it won't be the end of Queensland. Anastasia Palaszczuk, refusal to back the Adani coal mine might be the end of Queensland, but it's going to be a fascinating election.
Good on you, mate. Catch up Wednesday. Look forward to it. Steve Price across the Tasman for us this Monday morning.